Check me out. Look, I know perfect timing feels like I'm too late. And I know I'm still great in spite of my mistakes. You know it's authentic every rhyme I say. My only regret is I made niggas wait. See, ain't too many like us, we like finished bait. And I don't fuck with busters, I can't integrate. Grew up with these killers in my living space.
Welcome to the Petty Wednesday podcast. This episode, we're having a roundtable discussion to discuss the late and great Nipsey Hussle, our best friend in our minds. So, we just want to talk a little bit about his legacy that he left behind, things we know, may not know, and just go from there.
No doubt. It's Uptown Tone here. Special guest on the Petty Wednesday podcast. First of all, I want to say rest in peace to Nip the Great. And off air, I was just saying how it was more so not, him individually because he was doing the things, but the spirit and the things that he was doing that he was carrying on that should continue to be carried on as far as the STEM research, the philanthropy he did in the hood, as far as giving back to the very neighborhood that he grew up in, buying the Plaza, buying the Marathon store, preaching financial literacy. Making sure that young black boys and girls have skills over degrees and just titles and things of that nature so that they can have jobs and take care of themselves. So I just wanted to open up the floor and have a discussion and see how people felt about that, about Nip himself, if you knew anything about Nip, or just that spirit and just what we need to do as a people. You know what I mean? What can we do to keep that energy that he had going and keep him living forever? I mean, keep the marathon continuing.
The marathon continues. I'm not sure. It just seemed like a lot of motivation everywhere just from like reading a post. I was explaining that I think I started listening to Nipsey maybe like 2 years ago, but I've always paid attention to like Lauren London. So it's like, I know both. So it just seemed like the music is good. And then even from this week with him passing away, it just seemed like a lot of different motivation from everybody. Like, each rapper seems to have like their own personal relationship with him, even like publicists, people who are doing like parties. It just was like amazing to see.
The damn,
so
police was pissy.
Yeah, the police was upset. Police, we was talking about that. Yeah, the police, yeah. Even the police was upset that he got killed. Like, that's so crazy. And that we was explaining how it's just weird that he got killed in his own neighborhood. That's like bringing the whole world to your neighborhood just for the whole world to see you get murdered in your whole neighborhood. It's like, wow. Right. I don't know. So, but real quick, I want to say we have Tracy here. She's just sitting in. One of my good friends, and we still have Anaya here who is learning about Nipsey as well.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. So me and Tracy talk often about Nipsey. You know, we were trying to make it to the funeral. We could not get there. We were just trying to do so many things. Like, I remember us even like chatting when it happened, like, oh my God, he just passed. Like, it just like it happened so fast. Like, he got shot 6 times. 10 minutes later, he's passed away. It was just, it's crazy.
The news did, it was even eerie how the news came. How
right, like
it hit the news waves that he got shot. So automatically, and that's even bad that like in our generation in 2019, when somebody gets shot, especially a rapper who make themselves larger than life, you be in your mind thinking, oh, he gonna pull through. He gonna
right.
Pull through.
I'm thinking right. Like he gonna pull through.
And that be your first thought, which is a positive first thought to have, but right. Still, like, we don't even be taking into account the severity of being shot at close range 6 times.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking any of that. I was just like, yeah, he'll be cool.
Yeah.
I was even thinking like a wheelchair maybe. I was thinking maybe a wheelchair.
But
not
that just
to see.
That just speaks to the myth, the legend that he built himself to be. Like, people just be. Just somebody like that to build yourself like that, we just thinking the invincible, man. And it just go to show you that anybody is susceptible to it, man. Anybody is. It's crazy.
But why not invincible, though? Like, that's my thing. Why not? Like, that's crazy. But I do feel if he was with, like, certain people, they would have took those bullets for him. Like, yeah. I definitely. So, I don't know. Like, is he a... I don't know.
But
like,
that's another thing that they said, that's how he moved. A lot of the people that was close to him who made comments were saying that's just how he moved. Like, he was... That's where his comfort was at. Like, he know what I mean? Something... And I don't know how true all this stuff is. Like I said, the stories be getting bunched together. But he hired ex-felons at his store. And as an ex-felon, you can't carry a gun. So, they were saying the shooter knew that. And that's why he knew to get him there. Because that's where you would be... I mean... He would be thinking that they would have respect to not come, you know, to the place of business or where he, you know what I mean? And he always advertising being out there. So, just a crazy day, man. A crazy day.
It was sad. Y'all can see us right now. We are mourning.
Yeah.
How do you? I'm passing the mic to Tracy here to see her thoughts on Nipsey Hussle. What did you take from the death?
I just kind of felt like when he died, it seemed like a homie died. Like we all knew him. And I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like when you grow up in our kind of neighborhoods, it's just like you have that cousin, that brother, that boyfriend that you like tag. Like, I hope they get their stuff together. Like, and him being in a gang and then like being like a loving husband and father and owning a business, that's something that you aspire for everybody you know in your hood, like as far as black men. I know that's what I think. And I feel like he was finally got to that point and became somebody that the neighborhood looked up to. And I feel like something, even as a woman, when you look at your son or your nephew or your boyfriend, like I'm saying, your dad might have came home from jail, whoever, like you want them to get to that point where they clean their life around and they realize their mistakes and now they a good person of the community, like,
yeah,
and they giving back. And I feel like it's just hurtful to us as black people, especially because he was like the model,
yep,
more so,
yeah,
like a role model,
mm-hmm,
so to speak, and what everybody wants for a black man. Like, I know when I looked at him and I seen like certain interviews he would do, like he did a bit, like he did a bit, and then he came and owned the business and all that. So it's just kind of like most people don't get to do that. They record being away, they not able to find a job, they don't have the resources, and he kind of just kept fighting until he got that. Even as far as his record deal.
Yeah, and like I said, the simple fact that after he did his bid, found his way, and then now that he was hiring other ex-felons, I got friends, family members, like you said, we all got homies, and you know how hard that is when you got the F on your record.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to plead your case to any job or anybody, mm-hmm, that listens so that you can make a living, make a way to feed mouths and everything. That's crazy. Anaya, mm-hmm, you in high school, so from a teenager's perspective, somebody who's not as familiar with Nip as we are, but I know that you have in the last week, it's just been everywhere, you know what I mean? What's your thoughts on it? How you feel about it?
I don't really know. I mean, it is sad that he passed away. From what I'm hearing from like people and for social media, he was a good person. I didn't know that he was in the game.
Yeah.
And all that. I don't know what to really say. Like, y'all didn't see a whole bunch.
But you learning though. Now you learning more about who he is. You said you knew Lauren London.
Yeah.
She's a friend of yours.
She's not my friend. She don't even know me.
Hearing the stories and everything that he got into, does it inspire you some? Or do it make you fearful? The saying that if I do this in my neighborhood, somebody might come after me. I mean, either way is that's a real feeling either way.
Yeah.
With the letter, thinking that somebody is. Yeah. And that's the real messed up part about it is that for somebody to be inspiring, and that's what I was saying to them, was the hardest part for me is that he died on Slauson and Crenshaw.
Right.
It's like,
in the hood.
The flip side of everything that you were saying, Tracy, is like, damn, even if I do get my stuff together and I'm right here doing it, somebody's still going, and that's so disheartening, so discouraging, but I just hope that everybody takes all the positive stuff that he did, and maybe we had the idea, like, well, maybe if it's 10 of us doing it instead of one person doing it, then maybe we can all look out for each other and that won't happen. Maybe if that 10 turn into 100, that 100 turn into 1,000, you know what I mean? So I think that's the overall message that he was trying to push, and just sad, man, but definitely give it up to Nip for everything that he did.
Everything
appreciate
out here.
Everything that he did.
Yeah, just... We've really been mourning, like, for a week straight. It just was crazy. And then at our age now, you see a lot of people saying, like, when Tupac and Big died, you know, you really didn't. I think it probably was, like, 10 or 11 when that happened.
Right.
And it's like, now as an adult, it's just like, wow, like, that's really you know, crazy. So, it's a sad situation. But, I mean, I see a lot of people. The good thing is a lot of people seem motivated. A lot of people seem like they want to keep the marathon going. Exactly. They
have to keep the
marathon. They want to follow his blueprints and, you know, do things that he did. I seen even one of Meek homies, Tok, was saying how Nipsey helped him get his first big check. I thought that was, like, very inspiring as well because, it's like, I wouldn't even thought that. I'm thinking, like,
never, that's my favorite thing is that a lot of this stuff you would never know because, like I was saying, he was busy. He was too busy doing it to be bragging about it.
To be bragging about it.
I just did that, but I got 100 other things I got to do, too, so I ain't really got time to be, you know what I mean, pat myself on the back. And that was noble. I think that was real noble of him, the way that he just carried himself the way that he did it. Because he wasn't boisterous or anything like that, man.
Yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't bragging out here. He was getting it done. Okay. So, yeah, rest in peace. Rest in peace to our good friend. We're going to miss the funeral, but, you know. Is it going to be televised or you don't know?
I'm not sure. I know it's going to be at the Staples Center, so.
Yeah. That's,
They were saying no phones and all that I read on the shade room. I don't know how they think that's going to go, but.
Hopefully they respect whatever the wishes of the family of the people who,
you know. I doubt it.
Right. Somebody sneak a phone in. Get this. We need to know.
Put Nipsey in the ambulance. Was on
yeah,
camera,
that was crazy.
It's already
crazy.
Been disrespected. Yeah. So it's kind of just like I doubt it.
Right.
I doubt it. Right. I just hope, you know, everything be okay.
Yeah.
For the funeral, cause that's a big venue and it's big too venue. Much for something to go wrong. Right. Like that's a lot of people for something to go wrong. Yeah, so. Man. I just hope it be okay. As far as, like, the crowd of people I'm talking about. Not trying to say negativity. I'm talking about, like, it's going to be a crowd.
Yeah, physically.
All these,
you,
yeah,
like, you hope that the...
It's orderly.
Yeah,
like,
the
orderly.
Logistics of everything.
Yeah, like
how we
orderly.
Get to our seats and how
yes,
we get in
orderly.
And out of the building. Yeah.
Yes, I'm talking about, absolutely. Like, just the people. It just
yeah, they
orderly.
Might actually have to have the Staples Center event staff there as if it was a basketball game.
They might have to. And they said they pulling them around the city for, like, 25 miles through all the neighborhoods.
Because
they said all the people not going to be able to fit in the
crazy.
Staples Center that want to see him.
Yeah.
They want to see
you. Shout out to Nip, man. Hustle the Great. Shout out to all the great people out here doing it, from the independent rappers to the independent business people to the, you know, small business owners. Everybody trying to do it and give back to the community. The marathon must continue.
It must continue.
That's all. I spoke my piece on it, man. I'm trying to, you know, continue the marathon and not be so down about it.
Yeah, we all want to continue the marathon. I'm sure everybody has heard about what happened. His name. And I just have to... The people who are saying that, you know, stop posting Nipsey, oh, you didn't hear his music, oh, this, oh, that. It's just like, yo, you stop posting.
Yeah.
You stop posting your trash music.
King or anybody
right.
Other people either, but that don't stop us from, you
know. Exactly. Let me tell you, two people that I do not know that I represent is Rosa Parks and Harriet Tubman. Like,
right.
I do not know that. And Whoopi Goldberg is my godmom. So it's like, yo, let's stop telling people not to post Nipsey. Let's stop telling people, like, what to, like, everybody could be affected by something. You just never know. Like, I've seen people who never post just come out of nowhere like, wow, like, that's dangerous. Like, that was...
Yeah.
I think it's just, like, and people get different things from it. Like, this one guy, he took from it that, you know, it could have been anybody. Like, we were saying, like, it could have just been anybody. Nobody is exempt. So, we're all here for whatever amount of time to do what we have to do. So, do something instead of telling people to stop posting about Nipsey.
Right.
So, that was my piece about it as we wrap up our conversation on the late great. So we're going to just sit and mourn for a little bit. But Evan and Ed, thank you all for tuning in.
Look, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This a real nigga celebration. It's a dime block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the great pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platforms to explain it. He frustrated so he get faded. But deep down inside he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparations. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Just dedication. Look. Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies, 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Chirp on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching vapors. Grandma said I'd get some Jordans for my grades. That's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K dot here, better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4, y'all living, giving to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Ams. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we groove. From dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it look like hate. If it ain't congratulating, it look like what Nip said.
Hold up.
La. This ain't entertainment. It's four niggas on a slave ship. These songs just the spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lock us behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple mil, tour the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classes. Ran a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have it. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication. It's dedication.